This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. After a string of Houthi militant attacks against commercial and military vessels in the Red Sea, the U.S. and more than 20 nations are protecting ships sailing in international waters. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon press secretary.
These are illegal, dangerous attacks. Since November 18th, there have been now 25 attacks against merchant vessels transiting the southern Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The U.S. and about a dozen other nations this week warned the Houthis of targeted military action if the attacks do not stop. Attacks will likely continue. And the leader of Yemen's Houthis warned this week that any American ship that targets the militants will become the Houthis' next target. Carla Babb, VOA News. The Pentagon.
3 years after the Capitol riot, the Justice Department's massive investigation has led to hundreds of convictions, but one big mystery remains. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's become the biggest criminal investigation in American history.
Our work continues.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says his department remains committed to holding all January 6 perpetrators accountable at all levels. Among those who've been convicted, extremists, former police officers, active duty Marines, even an Olympic gold medalist. Authorities are making new arrests regularly and are still trying to identify more than 80 people wanted for acts of violence at the Capitol. Perhaps the biggest mystery, who put pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee's offices the night before the riot? It's still unclear if there was a connection between those devices and the Capitol attack itself. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.